Good morning. This is Abby with your Daily Berlin Briefing for Tuesday, February 6th, 2018. Today, the world observes International Day of Zero Tolerance to Female Genital Mutilation. And, as of today, the Berlin Wall has been gone for 28 years, 2 months, and 27 days, one day longer than it stood. After the death of a homeless person in Berlin-Mitte, the Social Welfare Administration has made an appeal to Berliners to call for help in emergencies. Spokeswoman Regina Kneidig remarks that anyone who sees a homeless person in danger can call the Kaltebus, a warming bus that patrols the Berlin streets in winter. On Saturday, a passerby discovered a dead man under an S-Bahn bridge. A police spokesman said on Monday that it is unknown whether the man is the first victim of the weather this winter and that the reason for his death has to be determined. Whether and when an autopsy will be ordered is not yet known, and investigators have ruled out the possibility of third-party fault. In Berlin, there are currently around 1,100 sleeping places in various facilities for people without warm overnight accommodation. According to Kneidig, they currently have free available capacity. Last week, the occupancy rate was 87%. Please find the link to the Kaltebus info in our show notes. According to a report by Berliner Morgenpost, more than 8,000 new employees are expected to be hired this year in Berlin's public service and state companies. The financial administration responsible for personnel has not yet released any figures, however. The high number is due to the fact that around 3,500 employees are retiring and have to be replaced. In addition, the Senate and the House of Representatives have approved 3,500 additional jobs due to the growing city and years of shrinking administration. According to the Morgenpost, teachers and police officers are most urgently needed. A particularly large number of new jobs will be created in schools. 2,200 new teachers will be hired, opening up many job opportunities, even for people who have not studied to become teachers. A relatively large number of jobs will also be created in the financial administration. Approximately 500 new positions are to be filled in the city's tax offices, with a total increase of around 240 additional tax inspectors and tax officials. A court in Hanoi has handed a second life sentence to Trinh Xuan Thanh, a former Vietnamese executive of a state-owned oil company, for embezzlement, according to the state media. As previously reported by Berlin Briefing, Thanh, who Germany says was kidnapped by Vietnamese agents in a Berlin park last year, was convicted of embezzling €500,000 from a property project developed by a unit of state-owned Petro-Vietnam. Thanh denied the allegations, but testimony by other defendants and witnesses gave sufficient basis to issue the conviction, as reported by state-run online newspaper VN Express. Also convicted in that case was Politburo member Dinh La Thăng, Vietnam's highest-ranking politician charged in decades. Thăng was jailed for 13 years for economic mismanagement. The convictions are a result of Vietnam's widespread corruption crackdown initiated by the ruling Communist Party under the watch of General Secretary Nguyen Phu Trong. Vietnam denied the abduction allegation and says that Thanh returned voluntarily. Police announced on Monday morning that a 42-year-old visitor to Berlin, together with three companions, is said to have repeatedly attracted eyewitnesses' attention by shouting loud Nazi slogans at the Brandenburg Gate S-Bahn station. On the Pariser Platz, he then raised his arm in a Hitler salute and chanted Nazi slogans again, whereby he had one of his companions film him. Officials arrested the man, whose alcohol test showed a value of about 1.6 promille. Unlike America, in Germany, a Nazi salute or any public display of the swastika and other Nazi insignia and slogans is banned outright. To stay updated on local Berlin news every weekday, subscribe to our podcast by visiting berlinbriefing.de, follow us on Twitter and Facebook, or enable our Alexa skill. Also, find us and other Berlin-related podcasts on bearradio.org. And if you like what we are doing, support us by telling your friends, send us feedback, and rate us on iTunes. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.